Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America. All right, good evening and welcome aboard. We are Sports Overnight America, live in Boston, Massachusetts. Kind of homecoming for yours truly here. We are live at Encore Boston to Steve Wynn property as we cock the world of sports here on a very busy week. It's a Thursday into a football Friday, and we've got, actually, it's a Wednesday into a Thursday. I'm getting ahead of myself here. Brock Hines will join us tomorrow, but a full show today. I think the greatest assistant coach in the history of professional football, and you could even throw the college ranks in there, the legendary Tom Moore, a native of Mount Pleasant, Iowa, University of Iowa graduate, and 85 years old, Super Bowl rings from Indianapolis with Peyton Manning, Tom Brady with Tampa Bay, and just a legendary coach, and was on the cusp of getting the Detroit Lions job, but they went in a different direction. But this man has gone one direction. That's been up and with it in terms of football. And we are really excited about Tom Moore. And then the Black Widow is going to join us talking some billiards from Boston. And then we're looking forward to getting into the SEC with Nick Douglas, our SEC guy from Mississippi. So full show today from Encore Boston, a Wynn property, outstanding folks. And we're going to be talking some American Premium Vodka with Terry and the Randy and the gang and the folks here at the Wynn property Encore Boston. They have been an unbelievable host to not only us here at Sports Overnight America and Sports Byline, but to American Premium Vodka too. So very, very excited, you know, about what we're getting done here with Terry Cook and Randy Byrne and the whole staff here at Encore Boston. But yeah, we got a no-hitter going in baseball right now, and it's 8-0 the Houston Astros over the Phillies in Philadelphia, South Philadelphia. And Spencer Arangetti, no-hitter through 7. We're keeping a live look at that. We got U.S. Open. We'll sprinkle in a few details there. It was weird because I'm looking at the screen and I'm looking at tennis and I'm seeing Djokovic and Serendolo, and then I looked up and thought, God, I'm going to get this wrong. It's a 2024 Roland Garros French Open revisit on the tennis channel. I almost got burned big time. All right, we come back. Lots to talk about here. Astros leading the Phillies, 10-0 in the 8th, and what a loss by the Pittsburgh Pirates today. We'll talk about that coming up. Don't go away.
Right now at Wendy's, you can get a small Frosty for a buck. And literally everyone is going. The car behind you, going to get a dollar Frosty. The car ahead of you, already had one, going for a second. The person who cut you off earlier, you guessed it, dollar Frosty. Maybe it's all a sign for you to go get one. Just don't cut anyone off. No one likes that person. The iconic Frosty for a buck, gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's. Not valid in a combo. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, California, and via third-party delivery.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium.
It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Hi, this is Blake Byrne. Each Saturday night, we're talking health and fitness right here on Sports Byline USA. You can hear my podcast on the iHeartRadio as well. Hit me up on Instagram at Byrne.Blake and Twitter.
Health and fitness with Blake Byrne each Saturday night during Sports Weekend right here on Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeart, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and the American Forces Radio Network. Coming to you live from Boston, Massachusetts at the Encore Boston. And we are here on some sports radio business, and we are thrilled to be here doing the show. We'll be here tomorrow as well. Then it's Chicago on Friday night. Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever and Angel Reese and the Chicago Sky. We will be there as Iowa's favorite daughter is doing some amazing things. One of Iowa's favorite son is the man on the line right now. And, boy, this is a thrill for me. It really and truly is. Mount Pleasant, Iowa, of course, grew up in Massachusetts, been in Iowa for the last 26, 27 years in Des Moines. And what a thrill to talk to you, Coach Tom Moore, still active with Tampa Bay. You know, I look at you and I look at Hubie Brown on ESPN, and, man, I say these guys are lifers. They really, retirement does not belong in your vocabulary. Coach Moore, Marty Terrell, thank you for coming on. How are you, Coach?
Well, thank you for having me, and I appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate it. The pride of Mount Pleasant, Iowa. Tom and Coach, congratulations on your book. I think the title is spot on, The Player's Coach. Talk about this book. Talk about, you know, just so many different things in Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, Bradshaw, Franco Harris, Chris Carter. You almost got the Detroit Lions job at one point. We're going to become a head coach in the National Football League. So an all-encompassing book. I'll let you start, but you have touched many, many lives of some of the greatest players in the NFL, Coach. Give me some thoughts on that.
Well, I've been very, very fortunate. I have been involved with some of the greatest that have ever played the game. And my initial job in pro football was with the greatest coach that ever coached in the National Football League by my standards. That's Chuck Noll. He gave me my first job and gave me a chance to live a dream. And George Perlis, I'm indebted to him. He was coaching there, later went on to coach Michigan State, but we'd worked together at the University of Dayton, and he recommended me to Chuck when Lionel Taylor left and went to the Los Angeles Rams. And, of course, it is the luck of the draw. This is an interesting story. 2 weeks before the Pittsburgh Steelers job opened up, Jim Ringo turned me down at the Buffalo Bills. He didn't feel that I was qualified enough, and probably rightfully so. I'd been a college coach, and he was looking for someone who'd coached in professional football before. So he did not hire me. And 2 weeks later, the Pittsburgh Steelers job opened up, and I was able to go there. And one thing that that Chuck did. Chuck loved to bring in college coaches because he was looking for teachers, and he wanted to teach you. And it was Chuck's football team. And he was big on fundamentals and techniques, and his big thing was that you're coaching the best, and our job as coaches is to make them better. And the only way you can make them better is to continue to work on fundamentals, techniques, and that way they can play fast. And if you can play fast, you got a chance to break the other guy's will. And, of course, we had the great players. We had the great run. And then I was there 13 years, went to Minnesota for 4 and Detroit for 3. I went to New Orleans for 1 year, and then I got a great job with the Indianapolis Colts with Jim Irsay and Bill Polian. And, of course, that particular year we had the first pick in the first round and drafted Peyton Manning, so I had a 13-year run there. And we had great success. We had great players. And I think through all these years, the players I've been involved with, I think there's over 20 of them that are currently in the Hall of Fame. And then, you know, when you get into your 70s, you're not on high demand, but the guy that sprung me out of possible retirement was Bruce Arians. And, of course, I'm indebted to him and worked 5 years at Arizona. Now this is my 6th year here. I'm going on 85 years old. And you talk about age. Well, one of the things that people don't understand, and you got to be 85 to understand it, is how great it is to still have a job and be able to go to work.
We are talking to Tom Moore, the legendary NFL coach, 85 years old. Coach, you're warming my heart, and I can only imagine how this audience is hearing you and relating to you. You've seen so many different organizations, personalities, but there's been a common thread. Peyton Manning, Brady, Bradshaw. These quotes are amazing. Coach, I guess what I want to say to you, you don't know anything else but football players. I'm sure you have other facets of your life. Can you just talk about perhaps just a few things, and you've mentioned some already, just on the impact that you've had on players' lives, but the impact that they've had on you. Can you talk about kind of the mutual respect that has really collected itself over the years? Let me hear.
Well, they've given me a chance to live a dream. They've given me a chance to live a life that I would never have had if it had not been for professional football. And I feel very strong on this. To me, it's a privilege to coach in the National Football League and to be around these people. You know, when I was going to college, well, of course, in my family, I got 5 or 6 lawyers and I really didn't know which direction I was going in. I was thinking of going into law, become a lawyer, possibly work in the FBI. Back in those days, you had to have a law degree. And I spent one semester in law school at the University of Iowa, and it didn't take me long to realize this is not my cup of tea. I wanted to be a coach. I wanted to work with people. I wanted to help people because coaches were so important to me in my life and really gave me an opportunity to have a great life. And if I could pay back, and that's part of the reason for the book, too. I got a lot of suggestions, ideas, things that have happened to me that have come up with that maybe I can help some young coaches, if they read the book, help them in their pursuit of coaching professional football. I know one of the books that I read was Bill Cowher's book. And, of course, it was 2 or 3 years ago, and I wished I'd have been able to read that book when I first came into professional football, because there were so many points in there that you could pick up on. And in fact, I told Bill they ought to make it mandatory reading for coaches of coming into the league. And I guess the last chapter of my book, I talk about Jake Reed and the great relationship we've had. Not a lot of people know about Jake Reed, but it's a very compelling story and an interesting story, and one that I'm very proud of.
I am so glad you wrote this book. This book will live forever, Coach Moore. It really will. You're that iconic a figure. We only got a minute left. I want to throw this in here because I know he has spoken in many a press conference in my years covering the Iowa Hawkeyes. Kirk Ferentz loves you, thinks the world of you. I know he's going through a tough period in his life, having to have his son get let go by the university. He's going to sit out this Saturday in the home and season opener against Illinois State, but takes nothing away from your relationship with Coach Ferentz. Could you just give me a minute on Kirk, please?
Well, let me tell you how great a coach Kirk Ferentz is. He should get coach of the century. Last year, he took a punter and a defense and went 10-2. Now that's coaching.
No doubt. No doubt. Coach, congratulations. The Players Coach. Your book is wonderful. Division Press put it together. It will outlive you, and it'll be a part of the coaches. I really do. I think this will be read and treasured by many a coach. Thank you so much. Congratulations on the book, Coach, and I hope we see you soon at an NFL venue. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you very much for having me.
You're most welcome. Coach Tom Moore, the legendary assistant coach. All right, the Black Widow's coming up next. She walked into a pool hall in New York City, and she started hustling people out of their money. Can't wait to talk to this lady. The Black Widow is next. And then Nick Douglas on SEC football. We're live in Boston, and the boys are hoisting. Oh, they're drinking so.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
All right, welcome back. We are at Encore Boston. I'm Odie Terrell. We got the whole gang here. Terry Cook, Randy Byrne, all the folks, P Room Broadcasting. Thanks to those guys. And American Premium Vodka. We'll be talking to the Encore folks tomorrow. We're very excited about that. I want to thank Cassidy Spires. I want to thank Ellie Nolan and another gal. And I don't want to mess up her first name. Her last name is Shortsleeve. And I'm not kidding you. And I think she's married to Joe Shortsleeve, who's a Boston News reporter. So small world here in Boston. All right, let's get Jeanette Lee. This is the Black Widow. This is fascinating. We've put a host. It's still summertime. We've had summer reads galore. Just had Coach Tom Moore on. Of course, Armin Katayan yesterday. Listen to that book. Read that book. Listen to the audio. But also check out the podcast. Very enlightening. But Jeanette Lee, Black Widow, a iconic figure in the world of billiards, and we have got her on the line. Jeanette, I'm Marty Terrell. Thank you for coming on Sports Overnight America, heard around the country on sportsbyline.com, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, and around the globe on the American Forces Network. Jeanette, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Well, we love having you on, and, you know, I got to start with the most obvious question. You're a legendary figure. I mean, we all know about Minnesota Fats. We know about some great billiards players. But Jeanette Lee, you were known not as Jeanette Lee, but the Black Widow. Where did that nickname come from? That's where I want to start. Let's hear.
You know, the room owner, I'd been playing there about a year, and I was already kind of known as a local top female player, but not at a, you know, pro level or anything like that. And he said he remembered when I first walked into the club and I came in dressed in all black with my long black hair and I was talking to my friends and I seemed so friendly until I got a rack of balls and broke. And he said my entire demeanor changed and I became this deadly person. He said, you reminded me of a Black Widow because you lure your opponents to the table and eat them alive. And so we all laughed about it and it would have stayed there. However, I ended up, you know, becoming a pro within the year, and New York Times Magazine ended up doing this big article with Ava Lawrence on the cover promoting pool, and it was my first pro event when they said, do you have anyone from New York, since they were doing this in New York Times Magazine? And they were like, yeah, that's Jeanette Lee, and this is her first event as a rookie. And so they interviewed me, so that nickname followed me, and then, you know, everyone around the country knew my name, and I started winning. I think it was like 8 months later I was number one in the world. So it's pretty cool.
That's a fascinating story. It really is. So let me ask you, when you walked in, you were captivated in not an odd way, but an unconventional way. Please explain what drew you to the allure of the pool table. It was the dimensions. It was the configuration. And when I read that, I'm like, what? But that's true, is it not? Talk about what lured you to the billiards table.
Well, I remember walking in out of curiosity. There was a big boom, you know, all across the country after The Color of Money came out. All these nice clubs were opening up, and someone was talking about this pool room that actually had a line to get in. And that was insane in my mind. So I went and checked it out. And when I went in, on the far right corner, there was this older gentleman playing by himself. And I don't know what drew me to him, but it was like the most beautiful. It was like he could make that cue ball dance. You know, he just had it on a string, and his cue ball control and his grace. And and then every time you break the balls, it's a different pattern. And it's up to you to show your own work as an artist. So I don't know how to explain it, but, you know, different athletes, some are more methodical, some are more fiery, just mainly leaning on their talent, and others are more like, you know, calculating everything and more conservative. And I just love all the ways that this game has kind of stretched my brain and my mind and my creativity in terms of how you choose to pick apart a rack. I don't know. I fell in love. And then I always say, you never get old beating a man in stilettos. So I love to just, you know, break the ball all day long. I'm not sick of it yet.
We're talking to Jeanette Lee, and infamously, famously known as the Black Widow, a absolute iconic billiards player. All right, I want to get into some basics here. What's the key to being as great as you were? There's obviously the gender situation. No guy wants to lose to a woman in anything, and if they say they do, then or they don't mind, I call them a liar right to their face. Nobody.
Yep.
Nobody likes it. And if you like losing, you're a loser. So that's point number two. But how much – okay, we know about the physical talent, being able to take that cue stick, do what you guys and gals do. But here's what I want to know. There's a mental approach to this. There's a way to mentally maybe look at your opponent, and you can get an edge without even grabbing that pool stick and putting a molecule of chalk on the end of that cue stick. There is a mental approach. Call it intimidation. Call it whatever you want. I want to hear about those facets, the talent and then the mental approach to being great. Let's hear. Go ahead.
I will say, honestly, when I started playing pool, I did not think about what I looked like. That's the one piece of freedom I would say I had gotten from pool as a kid. Is I grew up very much a wannabe, always comparing myself, never feeling like I fit in. And when I fell in love with the game, it was the first time I stopped caring what people thought. And when you go bowling or watch a movie, you're not thinking about how you look. So while a lot of people think that I furrow my eyebrows in order to intimidate my opponent, they're really not on my mind. But I have very pointy eyebrows. If you saw me in person, I tilt my head down. It makes that look. And I'm like, I don't know. But I will say the mental, I do think a lot of people just with the name and the look and my career, there is a mental intimidation factor that does happen. I've seen it. And then there's other people that, you know, could care less. But there is that mental aspect of kind of sizing up your opponent and, you know, seeing how they'll respond. You know, if you push them, will they lay down or will they push back? And I think your attitude, you know, whether you shoot your shot, you go back and you sit down with slumped shoulders and you're shaking your head at the last unforced error that you made, or you're in there and you're sitting and you are still so focused, your eyes never leave the table, and you are just waiting, hungry for the opportunity to smash your opponent, to take advantage of every opportunity you get. I think that attitude when it comes to competition is super important. Because we grow up constantly looking at critiquing ourselves and improving ourselves. We're raised to learn from our mistakes, but when you're battling, you can't be analyzing yourself. You have to just go in with the weapons that you know that you've worked on and trust yourself and just go for it over and over. And no matter how many times you miss, you have to be ready for your next opportunity, because it's much better to be prepared without an opportunity than to get the opportunity and not be prepared and just give it right back to them. There's just nothing more sickening than that.
Jeanette Lee is the Black Widow. She has a memoir out. She has battled ovarian cancer, some other ailments, but all the while a legendary figure. In this book is so embraced by people because there's so many backstories. You know, when we talk to athletes, we hear about venues. You know, tennis players will tell you about Wimbledon and Roland Garros. Soccer players will talk about great soccer venues, NFL, baseball. Billiards, you guys have arenas too. You got pool halls. I mean, you must have shot pool in some of the greatest venues and probably some of the dingiest, darkest, scariest places in the world. Can you talk about that?
Well, I've certainly played, billiard rooms are across the whole world, the whole planet I have, and hotels and convention centers and things like that. Now, the dingy, dark ones, I would say I've been in a few, but that was much earlier in my career. I think a lot of those places died away because there are so many cities that didn't sell alcohol. It was hard to get, like, a food license. There's a lot of old school rules from back in the day that made it difficult. But now you have really nice billiard clubs that have replaced them all with cappuccino machines and a cigar bar and, you know, who knows what. So I've gotten to travel everywhere. I think the worst experience was probably having to do an exhibition, a corporate exhibition, and they had me in the Bahamas at an outdoor event at night, and the billiard club was literally sitting at the opening of some type of cave. So there was this draft that was awful. It was dead at night, so all we had was, like, the street lights for light. So you can't see anything. There's shadows everywhere. Barely see the edge of the ball. And the table was so off that when I took the balls from the box and put them on the table, they immediately rolled to one end of the table. We couldn't even get the balls to stay still flat on the table. So, okay, that wasn't a dingy place, but it was certainly dark, humid, windy, and completely blew my mind. Blew my mind. Whoever set up that table didn't think at all. But this, I talk about a lot of these stories in my memoir. It's called The Black Widow, a memoir. It was published by Triumph Books, co-written by Dana Benbow, an incredible writer. And so I'm very proud of it. It's available right now. And if you would like an autographed copy, as well as other Black Widow merch, you can go to blackwidowstrong.com.
Listen, Jeanette, thank you. The Black Widow, great plug on your book, Triumph Books. I'm going to continue to promote it. Thank you so much. We love hearing your story. Thank you so much. Be well with your daughters. Take care, Jeanette.
You
got it. Thank you. We come back. We're live in Boston. We're at Encore Boston, looking at that beautiful Boston skyline, Red Sox and Jays at Fenway. We're coming back. Don't go away.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, 1/3 of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And 1/3 of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. Start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
The soccer season never ends here on Sports Byline Broadcast. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast. iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and on demand 24/7 wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. First Touch, soccer talk for the new age. Weekends right here on Sports Byline USA and worldwide on the American Forces Network.
All right, welcome back here on Sports Overnight America, presented by American Premium Vodka. Our road shows continue. We're in Boston, Encore Boston. Red Sox are at home tonight. We'll pass on that, but this place is booming with the start of football and obviously the Patriots situation. Jacoby Brissett or the rookie, Drake May, we'll see on that. But, and the soccer guys got a busy weekend, too. Tyler Levine, Nico Beefsauce, looking forward to their show coming up on Saturday night. Encore Boston is where we are. Let's head down south to the land of the Southeastern Conference. He's going to be with us throughout the long football season, and we're none too excited. We are excited, quite frankly, with the start of the season, and really gets underway tomorrow night. Big Ten, we're going to see Minnesota in action against North Carolina. We'll see a little Deion Sanders. They're going to take on North Dakota State. But the SEC will be front and center this weekend, and away we go with our man Nick Douglas. Nick, welcome aboard. Great to talk to you again. How are you?
Doing all right, Marty. It's a sunny day in Oxford, Mississippi, and this team is more focused and poised than ever. Press conference today went very well across all fronts, and the Rebels as well as the rest of the SEC, frankly, look poised and ready to put the ball in the dirt and play finally. This has been one of the most anticipated seasons of college football, as we know, across the board with all the realignment, all the great rosters that have formed across the conference, and that's seen each and every day throughout the Manning Center here in Oxford.
Yeah, 100%. You got a great team down there. Let's look at the SEC on the whole before we get back to Ole Miss and a few others. Other than the obvious with Texas and Oklahoma, and I don't really want to talk expansion. We'll see. It sounds like they're going to stay put for a while. The Big Ten, says they're going to stay put. But when they say that, that means they're probably talking to somebody. We're hearing about UConn possibly to the Big 12. I will throw that note out there. But back to the SEC, other than Texas and Oklahoma joining America's Best Conference, what are some of the other storylines that you see or you are forecasting for this upcoming season, Nick?
So I think in this upcoming season, you're going to see a lot of these ultra-talented rosters, these middle-of-the-pack teams, the teams that aren't projected at the top. You've got Tennessee, you've got LSU, you've got Texas A&M. Obviously, they have no issue bringing in talent. But what's going to happen to those teams when they hit some adversity? Jackson Dart talked in today's presser about how he's excited for adversity because he knows this team can handle it better than previous teams have handled adversity. And he referenced how Ole Miss started 8-1 and finished 8-5 in 2022. So it's going to be interesting to see how, teams across the conference deal with it with all this flexibility regarding transfers. You're already seeing some of that with Florida State. They've definitely hit their adversity starting last week. But, it will be very interesting to see how these coaches and teams and, now we've got the GMs coming into play, how they corral these egos and bring the team back on track. You saw the Texas A&M team assembled in 2022, the best team ever recruited. They finished 5-7 because they couldn't seem to get back on track after a loss against Ab State. So I think that's going to be the storyline to watch. You know, do teams start to sort of spiral out of control, you know, as these expectations continue to mount?
College football, the SEC in particular. You know, I don't know if you know it. We had Armin Katayan on yesterday. He and a guy by the name of John Talty have a book out, and it's very controversial, called The Price. Really does not portray college football and the SEC and Nick Saban, Jumbo Fisher, and some others not in the greatest light. I won't catch you off guard, but I look at what's happened. Nick Saban leaves Alabama in the midst of one of the greatest runs in college football. That leaves me scratching my head. What was it? Was it the name, image, likeness? Is there trouble right around the corner we don't know about? And then you've got Jimbo, out at Texas A&M, replaced by a Duke guy, a guy that played his college football at the University of Pennsylvania. Okay, Ryan Day from New Hampshire at Ohio State's a head scratcher. Mike Elko, nice guy, nice coach at A&M. My head scratches on that. So let me ask you about the transformation and the exodus by coaches, and then throw in Brian Kelly at LSU of all places. Let me hear about these coaching changes.
Yeah, so, you know, the coaching changes have been very interesting to see, you know, across the country, as you've mentioned. There's been some wild ones, not the least of which is Chip Kelly taking a demotion to go to the offensive coordinator position at Ohio State. I think what you're going to see is the coaches, and what you've seen now and what you'll continue to see is the young coaches that really lean into the new age of doing things and embrace roles like the GM and, you know, things like a one-year roster and one-year contracts in the NIL space. You know, people are looking for those young coaches. My understanding of the Kentucky situation was that Mark Stoops, or the Texas A&M situation, was that Mark Stoops was the guy, to the point where he was headed to College Station to accept the job. And there was concern amongst the alumni base about him embracing the NIL landscape and approaching it in an educated fashion and doing what's necessary to bring in the top talent and retain the top talent. There was some doubt, largely due to his age. If you look at the coaches that have done well in the NIL landscape, you've got Kirby Smart, who's a younger guy. You've got Kiffin, who's a younger guy. You've got Drinkwitz, who's a younger guy. And now you've got DeBoer in at Alabama, Dan Lanning at Oregon. You know, these are all young guys. Saban was not big into the NIL landscape. That's why he's gone. Elko went in at Texas A&M because there was concern about whether Stoops was going to be able to recruit and lean into this NIL landscape. So I think what you're going to see is these younger coaches are really going to grab hold of this landscape and continue to dominate it.
Logical thing to do, right? I
mean, yeah, really good points there, Nick. Really, when you think about it, it's in some cases a head-scratcher, yes. In other cases, pretty logical. All right, let's get back to Ole Miss. You're going to be on that beat. What has Lane got? Quarterbacking situation. I mean, some people say he turns the ball over too much, you know, that Ole Miss is on the cusp of being very, very good, but can they be great? Let's start with Lane Kiffin and the Rebs. What do you think?
So my understanding of the Rebel situation is that's running through everyone's mind. You know, can they win the games that they're not supposed to win? Ole Miss under Kiffin has won games that they're intended to win. But if Ole Miss can go on the road and beat LSU, that'll be the first time in the Kiffin era where people will look and say, hang on, Ole Miss just won a game that they were not supposed to win. Same thing goes with Georgia on November 9th. So, you know, that's $1 million question, Marty. Can Ole Miss win the games that they're not supposed to win, because they've never had an issue winning games that they're supposed to win, especially at home and especially with Kiffin at the helm? So, you know, that's the big question. From what I've seen, this team looks poised and ready to compete. I'm not sure if they're ready to win. I'm sure they're ready to beat Furman this week, but I'm not sure if they're ready to face that SEC gauntlet schedule where you're going 8 conference games back to back to back to back. So time will tell on that one, but I'm intrigued to see the Rebs finally take the field this Saturday.
Yeah, we're going to be talking to you each Saturday night. I am so thrilled to be working with you. You're going to bring a great work ethic, great insights, some great interviews, and some great, you know, content for us. And the SEC is a huge assignment, so we're really thrilled to have you, Nick. Is anybody a legitimate threat right now to Georgia, or with Carson Beck and company, an offensive line that is akin to some NFL offensive lines? They are monstrous. They're talented. This is going to be a very, very, very good football team. No surprise. Is Georgia on a level by themselves right now, not only in the SEC, but nationally?
Nationally, that seems to be the consensus across the board, that Georgia's on its own level. Ohio State sort of gets the same rep in the Big Ten. You know, people are high on Alabama. Folks are high on Texas. There's some question marks there. And then, of course, you know, the question for Ole Miss and Missouri is, can they finally make the leap? So I would say Georgia's in their own league for right now. But it's important to note that, you know, I had to remind myself this week, right now it's 0-0. So who's to say that LSU can't come out guns a-blazing and be 7-0 rolling into that game against Ole Miss? That game's going to be – it should, by all means, be a surefire top 10 matchup. And so a team like LSU or a team like Tennessee could get hot early. And there's been a lot of parity with the whole NIL landscape and how, you know, teams are getting upset more frequently, and there have been a lot more – surprises. And I think you will see some of that this year. The question is who?
What is Texas going to run into on Saturday, September 7th up in Ann Arbor, do you think? What a fascinating game that is. I think Michigan might get blown out in their home field.
You know, there's a real opportunity there. I still stand by the belief that you can't recruit chemistry both from a staff and from players. So even though these teams are building rosters year by year by year, it helps to have a coach and a staff with continuity. And so that's why I'm not super high on Alabama. That's why I'm not super high on Michigan either. These guys are bringing in an entire new staff. They're picking up staffs across the country, and then they're having to recruit an entire new crop of players. I'm not high on Michigan. I'm not high on Alabama. I've said it before. I'll say it again. I think Texas goes in and wallops them and gets off to a really hot start this year.
Well, that might be scary for you, Nick, not necessarily for me. Listen, brother, we are so glad to have you. I'll say it again. Outstanding young talent. Can you tell us, you have a book coming out on the Pac-12. Give us an update.
Yes, so I was just working on that a little bit today. It's funny, I was writing about the SEC expansion that happened in 2021. You know, that book's been a fascinating project to work on, having covered the Pac-12 in its final season. And we're eyeing a January release as sort of, we call it the owner's manual to explaining what the previous season was and explaining the championship format. And just to sort of give not only diehard fans, but also casual fans a rundown of what's going on in college sports, why is it the way it is today, and what can they expect moving forward. So it's been one of the most exciting projects I've been a part of. I've enjoyed looking through the archives and going through the interviews, and so I'm really excited to keep you guys updated and pump it out here pretty soon.
Well, you know you're going to be on that twice a week, and you're going to be free to promote it. We're going to help you sell some books, dude. There's a lot of people out there that love SEC football, but also love, some cases upset that the Pac-12 is down to two teams and is the skeletal remains of its former self. Nick, thank you so much. Enjoy the start of the football season. I will talk to you live from Chicago, Illinois on Saturday night. We look forward to it. Thank you so much. Great job out of you.
All righty. Sounds good, Marty.
All right. Be well, my friend. That's Nick Young, folks. And again, his book on the Pac-12 in its final stages. And he's going to paint the picture that is the truth, and it was a disaster. It's a mess, and it's sad, but that's college football right now. This is a changing landscape, and I'll say it again. Armin Katayan yesterday, I thought, on the program on Sports Overnight, just laid it out beautifully. By the way, if you want to read about Nick Douglas and all our contributors, Brock Hines, DJ Shields, Giovanna Scroggins, any one of the personalities on Sports Overnight America, you can go to sportsovernight.net. That is sportsovernight.net, and read about all the personalities and contributors to this overnight program. All right, what we're streaming and screaming about in the world of sports, live from Encore Boston, coming up here. on Sports Overnight America. Coming right back.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
All right, we're back at Encore in Boston down the home stretch. Let me just tell you about some of the amenities. Four beautiful restaurants. I mean, really high-end dining. You got also some casual dining, Frank's and Nick's, and the on-deck part of this great resort. It is truly a resort. Right outside of Boston in Everett, Massachusetts, home to Brian Kelly, by the way. The LSU and former Notre Dame coach is from Everett. And went to Assumption College out in Worcester, Massachusetts. So, but it's interesting. This is an area that, you know, Schraff's Candy Factory, some areas that have really struggled. And then the folks at Wynn, Steve Wynn and Properties, got together and just erected this beautiful edifice. And just great. A lot of business conventions. We're here. We got a Tea Room broadcasting event here October 21st and 2nd. That's why we're here. We're going to be here for a get-together. 40 of our advertising people and some of our employees are all going to gather here in Boston. And then on Tuesday night, October 22nd, we're going to go see the Knicks and Celtics at TD Bank Garden and watch championship banner number 18 go to the rafters, all presented by Mercedes-Benz and by Encore Boston. They are going to host an event for us. And we are very, very excited. We put it together. We signed the paperwork today. And we're going to have some fun. And we're going to invite the Brock Hines of the world and all our other contributors around the country and fly them into Boston. Thank you so much, Randy and Rhonda Byrne and our ownership group. Very, very excited doing this for a lot of hardworking people. So Yeah, that's the deal. Enjoy the baseball tonight. Enjoy football tomorrow. We will have a football Thursday into a Friday tomorrow, and then Saturday night live in Chicago. Friday night we're going to see Angel Reese, Chicago Sky, and the Indiana Fever, of course, with Iowa's favorite daughter, Caitlin Clark, at Wintrust Arena in Chicago. So that is what is shaping up, and then we have really the first week. Week zero is out of it, and now it's week one of college football. We look forward to it. And then next Thursday night, what do we got? We got Kansas City and Baltimore kicking off the NFL season. Great job out of Dominic Jimenez, Tom Moore, the Black Widow, Jeanette Lee, and also Nick Douglas on SEC football. Live from Boston, I'm Marty Terrell. Stay tuned for more Sports Talk on Sports Overnight. Adios.